when they were Makadosh al Pior Rehiyah, if both Nisan and Iyar would have been 29 days, then Shavuos would fall out on the 5th day of Sivan. And Shavuos could be on the 7th if both are 30, and like we have it, 29, 30, so it's the 6th. And we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, and we have Vav Zayin. But Shavuos also could be sometimes Parman B'Chamisha, Parman B'Shisha, Parman B'Shiva. Here too, the Torah doesn't say straight out what day of the month it was. We have to come on to a drosha. By Yoim Hazeh, and by Nisan it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. And since over there it says Hazeh, and we know there that it was the first day of the month, so to here, Hazeh, first day of the month. And we know that everything in Torah is exact, is precise, and the fact that we're learning out Sivan from Nisan, that you know that it's Rosh Chodesh from the fact that it says Hazeh by Nisan, tells us that Sivan and Nisan are connected. True, we say, B'Hitzi'acha Esa'omi Mitzrayim, Ta'avdon Esa'olikim Al-Hahor Hazeh, the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to lead up, was to bring to Matan Torah. That which we left Mitzrayim in Nisan was for the event that takes place in Sivan. So Nisan and Sivan are connected through the Avodah of Sfira, the Shiva Shavuos, Tisbarlach, which is why we refer to this Yom Tov that's coming up as Shavuos, the holiday of weeks. What does that mean? It's not a holiday of weeks, it's one day, 2 days, one day. Why is it called weeks? B'yoyim habikurim b'hakrivichem mincha chadosha l'Hashem b'shavuoseichem, in your weeks. What kind of word is that? What does that mean? So the Svarim tell us, because it depends on the weeks that preceded it. If one counted the 7 weeks properly, if one prepared during the 7 weeks, and there are still a few days left, and as the Avodah Yisrael writes, even if one didn't prepare at all until the last day, he could still do it. He could still do it on the last day. So till the last moment, there's still hope. Yesh tikva. He bases this on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, where it says, Usvartem lachem imachras haShabbos ad mimachras haShabbos hashvius tisperu chamishim yom. Even if you didn't wake up until the last moment, ad mimachras haShabbos hashvius, you could still count chamishim yom. Obviously, not halachically, but beruchni is, and especially that there is still more than one day left. So we see right away that Sivan is connected to Nisan. And the Zohar tells us that Mashiach is going to come on Shavuos. The Geula will take place on Chag HaShavuos. But that seems to counter that which the Gemara says, that B'Nisan Asidin Ligoil, that the Jews are going to be redeemed in Nisan. Based on what we just said, it's not a question anymore. Because Sivan and Nisan is one unit. The fact that Chazal learn out from this pasuk Vayoyim Hazeh, that it's Rosh Chodesh, from HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, tells us that Sivan is learned from Nisan. Sivan and Nisan are one. The whole purpose of Nisan is Sivan. And there wouldn't have been a Sivan without a Nisan. Without Yitzias Mitzrayim, there couldn't be a Shavuos. Without Shavuos, there would not be Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem would not have taken us out of Mitzrayim, if not for the fact He was going to give us the Torah. So it's not a contradiction at all. Once Nisan starts, until Shavuos and until the Siyam Yemeat Hashlumen of Shavuos, it's one Hemshech Echad that is Mesugal for Geula. Especially Shavuos. Shavuos, which is the yard site of David HaMelech and the yard site of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who Tzadikim said was the Neshama of Mashiach. Yismach Yisrael, Yismach Ois Yis Mashiach. So David is David Malkum Mashicha, the Yishai Hoilet as David, the last four words of Rus that we're going to be reading on Shavuos, referring to the Leda of David. David passed away on Shavuos, David was born on Shavuos, as Chazal tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamalesh Noisem Shal Tzadikim Miyoyim Liyoyim. David Malkum Mashicha, the whole Rus is the Megillah of Geula. It's the Megillah that teaches us, that talks to us about the Yichus of David, how Rus, who as the Al-Shech HaKadosh writes, is the Gilgal of the older daughter of Loit, and he's Meramez all with us in the Psukim there in Rus, of the Bechira, that we read about in Parshas Vayera, from whom Mashiach comes in a very mysterious, concealed fashion, as the Alshach is Mayruch, one of the first to talk about this, is the Alshach and the Bach and the many Svarim that are on Rus, who all connect the story of Rus to the story of the Shnei B'nai Sloit and to the story of Tamar and Yehuda, as it says in Rus. V'hi beisecha keveis peretz ashe yolda Tamar liYehuda. The pasuk itself compares the coming of Rus, the entering of Rus into Am Yisrael, the marriage of Rus and Boaz, to the union of Tamar and Yehuda, which was also a mysterious event that didn't sound like a proper act, just like the story with Rus and Boaz does not seem like a proper act, just like the story of the Shnei B'nai Zloit, or Esther going into Achashverosh for that matter. The Sfarim compare all of that, because the Geula comes in a concealed fashion so that the Satan cannot be Mekatreg. The Yishai Hoylet as David is Begematria Bechag HaShavuos. Yishai, the father of David, Yishai, which the Rekeach says is the Oisius Yesh Yesh, Yesh, and then back was also Yesh Yesh, referring to the Yesh that will be revealed, Laosid Lavoi, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba, Shenema V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim. This is what we say every single week in the Shabbos, is preparing for Shavuos, which Shavuos be'emes is the metaphor of the Yovel of the La'asid Lavoi. Shavuos is the day of Geula. The 7 weeks prior are the time of Golus, which in Golus we prepare for the Geula, for the Yovel. Yitaka b'shoif ha'gadol havol ha'ivdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Yovel, which is the 50th year. Shavuos is the 50th day, beginning of the 8th week, the day of the birth of David, the Yahrzeit of David, and the Yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov, who came to this world to reveal, to begin the revelation of Mashiach. So Shavuos is clearly a day that is connected to Geula, as we see in Rus 2, the word Goyel mentioned over and over again. And if one wants to see Ba'arichas, the Rekeach, who was a Kadmon, the Rekeach mentions many, many Ramazim to the coming of Mashiach in the Psukim of Rus, especially in the last pair of V'hoyeloch L'meshiv Nefesh, U'lechalkal Esevosech. Many, many Ramazim, Lahishpis, Loch Goyel, now that Rus married Boaz, he says, now we know that there's going to be a Geula. The Rekeach is very, very ma'arich in Rus, how the Geula is hinted in Rus, because that's where it starts. And that we read on Shavuos. This year, which this didn't happen for a while, Shavuos falls out on Sunday. And therefore the last day of the Sefira is Shabbos, this Shabbos. This Shabbos is the completion of the Shiva Shavuos, which is interesting that Shavuos in that Pasuk, in Parshas Re'eh, which we're going to be reading on the second day of Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, Tispar Loch, Mehochel Chermesh, Bakom, Etochel Lispar, Shiva Shavuos, is written without a Vav. Shiva Shavuos. Shavuos is the letters Tovshin Ayin Beis. This year, the last day of the Shiva Shavuos, which is this Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, the last day of the 49 days of Sefira that prepare us for Matan Torah, is Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar. We know that the Shulchan Aruch writes that every year Bamidbar has to be read before Shavuos. And the expression that the Machaber uses, menu ve'itzru, count, menu ve'itzru, and then observe Shavuos. Because right before Shavuos, we read the parasha of Bamidbar, which is the parasha that talks about the minyan, the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. What is the connection between the counting and the fact that it has to be before Shavuos? That's the remez that the Machaber gives, menu ve'itzru. Why do we have to read about the fact that we were counted before Shavuos? What's the connection between the counting and Shavuos? Every parasha has a number, a word to remember how many psukim the parasha has. The word that the for parashas Bamidbar is Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu was the name of one of one of the Ishei HaTanach was Chilkiyahu, was more than one, but the word Chilkiyahu is equal to 159, and that's how many Psukim Parshas Bamidbar has, third to the largest Parsha of Chumash. What does Chilkiyahu have to do with Parshas Bamidbar? And we know the Haftarah that we read this Shabbos, the Haftarah of Hoshea, which ends off with the triple ve'erastich, which we say when we put on tefillin, when we wrap the tefillin around the fingers, ve'erastich li la'olam, ve'erastich li b'tzedek uv'mishpat uv'chesed uv'rachem, ve'erastich li be'emun of yadat es Hashem, ve'erastich, and I betroth you, the marriage of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, which is Matan Torah, that's the Haftarah that we read right before Shavuos. So what's the connection between this parasha, the fact that we read the Minyan, the fact that the number of Psukim 159 equal to the word Chilkiyahu, the Haftarah, the Erastich, what does that have to do with Shavuos? So the continuation of what we spoke about last week, Bahar B'chukosai, that true, before Matan Torah, one has to reach a level of what we call in Sifrei Chassidus, Bittul, Sifrei Musar, Hachna'a V'anava, all the same thing. The nafshi ke'ofor lakoil tihiyah is the prerequisite, precondition to psach libi b'soyrasa. Torah can only be received if one is humble. Torah cannot be learned with arrogance. Torah is not the wisdom of man. Torah is divine. And in order for one to be able to learn, we ask Hashem, v'sein chelkenu b'soyrasecha, v'harevna Hashem alakenu es divrei soyrascha b'finu. Only if one is humble. The more humble one is, the more Torah he's able to retain. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ho'ish Moshe onav ma'od mikol ha'adam ha'shal p'nei ha'adam. So that's why Moshe knows more Torah than anyone else. And as we see throughout the ages, that true Talmidei Chachamim, those who learned Torah l'shma, were the most humble of men. And the less humble one was, the less he really knew. So the prerequisite, the precondition to Torah is Bamidbar. Bamidbar, a midbar is a desolate, empty desert, wilderness. Nothing grows there. There's nothing there, as the Medrash says. Hefker, it's ownerless. A person has to be totally hefker. A person has to completely submit himself to Hashem. That's the precondition. That's why we always read Bamidbar before Matan Torah. And that's why, as we read today in the Parshas Yisroel, which the Avodas Yisroel, the Koshnes Samagid writes, that one should learn the Iyun, the Psukim, and the Chazal, and all the Midrashim, Gemaras, that talk about Matan Torah, beginning today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, until Shavuos, because every year, he says, whatever happened then repeats itself. He says, not just that we're commemorating what happened 3,000 years ago, it's happening again. And every year we have to go through the Psukim and the Chazal and imagine, and not only imagine, but actually feel that we're actually standing by Har Sinai, being Mekabel the Torah once again. Because it's happening again. Every event that took place that is mentioned in Torah repeats itself when that time comes. Pesach, we go out of Mitzrayim. Shavuos, we are receiving the Torah. And the Hachana, the preparation to Torah, is Hachna'a V'anava, and that's the purpose of the 7 weeks of Sfira, to humble ourselves and to wipe out all the Zuhama, all the impurities. That's why we say by Matan Torah, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Poska Zuhamasa, all the impurities were removed. Klal Yisrael was on the highest level, the Shar Hanun, after counting 49 days of Sfira, Poska Zuhamasa, and that's why there was no Pirud among Klal Yisrael, Vayisu may refeed them, may preed them, there was no more pirud, vayichan sham Yisrael, ki ish echad b'leiv echad, because paska zuhamasam, the zuhamas hanachash, the impurity that the nachash instilled in Chava, as the Gemara says, ba nachash v'hitl b'chava zuhama, that zuhama came to an end, and if not for chet ha'egla, it would have stayed that way. That madrega that we reached then, every year, if he wants, can reach now. And that's why there's a 7 week preparation, and the 7 week preparation ends with the last day of Sfira, which is the day when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma. This Shabbos is Hei Sivan, the day that B'nai Yisrael said, Koil HaShadibra Hashem, Na'aseh V'nishma. which has mentioned many times that Nasa v'nishma is b'gematria Yitzias Mitzrayim. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was that we should say Nasa v'nishma. When we said Nasa v'nishma, we went out of Mitzrayim. That's when it was clear that Mitzrayim had left us. We no longer have the impurities of Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which is Gaiva, Yeshus, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma, B'koiloi, Avdus to Mitzrayim. As long as a Jew is subservient to the Tumah of Mitzrayim, he can't say Nasa v'nishma. But when Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiti, say Sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. You're no longer subservient to the Tumah of Mitzrayim. That's when B'nai Yisrael were able to say Nasa v'nishma. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when the Jews said Nasa v'nishma, Hashem said B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. B'ni b'chayri Yisrael was said in Parashas Shemois, way before the Jews said Nasa v'nishma. But Nasa v'nishma is what causes the revelation of B'nai B'chayri Yisrael. We are Hashem's firstborn. Shavuos is referred to as the Yom HaBikurim, Bikurim, Miloshen B'chayr. The day that we receive the title B'chayr, after we said Nasa v'nishma, we are now Hashem's B'chayr. Hashem took out B'nai Yisrael, his B'chayr from Mitzrayim. Vayaharoik Hashem kol B'chayr be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yibachar adam v'ad B'chayr be'hema. Alken ani zaviach la'Hashem kol peterechem ha'zachor. V'chol B'chayr b'nai efta. Pidyan ha'ben. The firstborn in Mitzrayim were killed. We were revealed then as Hashem's firstborn. But it came to fruition. It came to its revelation. Dafka on Shavuos when we receive the Torah. And we say Nasa v'nishma b'yoyim ha'bikurim. So it's true, in order to receive the Torah, there has to be a bittul. There has to be the humbling of the Yetzer Hara. That's the Avodah of Sfira, as mentioned in the previous weeks. But total annulment, total bittul is not good, because it leads, as we mentioned last week, it leads to depression, it leads to atzvos, it leads to yiyush. That's what the Yetzer Hara tries, and Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, as we mentioned last week, that Amalek tries to instill Yiyush and says, who are you? What are we worth? We don't deserve it. Who are we to learn? Who are we to daven? Look at how many Averis we do. That's what all the Svarim say, not to listen. Esed Leicholoi Sasei V'chulu, as we mentioned last week. Therefore, as we come to Shavuos, there's a tremendous uplifting parasha. The parasha is Bamidbar, the minyan of Bnei Yisrael. The Jews are counted. The Jews are given a special chashivas. No other nation was counted. Only us. And as Rashi says right at the beginning, because he loves us so much, he constantly counts us. And as the Shalom HaKadosh writes, the reason is because a dover shebeminyan is not batel. You know, in halachas of kashrus, anything that's counted cannot be nullified. For example, let's say eggs that are sold by number, by the dozen. So one non-kosher egg in a room with a million kosher eggs, you have to throw them all out, because eggs is a davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is loy batel. There's no bittel b'shishim, there's no bittel b'roiv, there's no bittel b'100 or 200 or 960, all the numbers that you have in the paiskim, only if it's not a davar shebeminyan. But if it's a davar shebeminyan, it's not batel. There are two different types of davar shebeminyan: something which is sometimes counted, something which is always counted. It's es shadarko limnois, kol shadarko limnois. So in order to be yaitza all the days, Hashem didn't only count us once; He counts us over and over again. So we're a true davar shebeminyan. Because as the goyim always used to ask, if you, according to the rules of the Torah, acharei rabim lahatos, we follow the majority rules. So the Jewish people are a minority within a minority. Famous story with the Galuch that asked this to Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, if, as your Torah says, Achri Rabim Lahatai, so then you should convert, you should become like us, we are the majority. So he answered him, the same Torah says, Loisihiye Achri Rabim L'Rois, you don't follow the majority when it's Ra. But based on the Shalom elaborates on this, that's why it doesn't matter that we are a Miut, because we are a Dover Shebeminyan, we were counted. So we have a chashivas that no goyim have. We are different. Hashem separated us from the nations. And that separation took place during these days. In fact, tonight, tomorrow, which is Yom HaMiyuchas, that's when Hashem said, Va'atem tihiyuli mamleches koyhanim v'goy kodosh. Vo'eso eschem al kanfe nishorim, vo'ovi eschem eloi. Only you, no one else. That's very uplifting. Because in order to be able to learn, in order to be able to daven, in order to be able to serve Hashem, a yid has to feel a certain pride, as we mentioned last week, the hoy shabahoy, the shmini shabashminis, that's the gaiva, vayigba libay bedarkei Hashem, yoivel, Rosh Tevis, vayigba libay bedarkei Hashem, that a yid has to have, in order to be able to receive the Torah, in order to be able to learn and daven and do mitzvahs, a person has to, besides being humble, and it's both true, it's not a contradiction, a yid has to be humble, but at the same time, he has to know who he is. That he's a chelek of Hashem himself, ki chelek Hashem amoy. Or as the Bala Tanya says at the beginning of the second parak of Tanya, v'nefesh hashenis mi Yisrael is chelek eloika mi ma'al, and he adds the word mamish. Iyoy, it's based on the pasuk in Iyoy. Then Iyoy it says that the neshama is a chelek eloika mi ma'al. Doesn't say the word mamish. The Bala Tanya adds that word. Mamish means indeed. Don't think it's just a nice thought. It's indeed, it's true. There's mamushes to it. That a Jew is a chelek elokah mima'al. On the one hand, we have a yetzer hara, we have a guf, a nefesh habahamis, but on the other hand, we have a nefesh hashenis, which only a yid has, which is chelek elokah mima'al, and it's based on the pasuk in ha'azinu, ki chelek Hashem amoy. And that chelek that we have is revealed on Chag HaShavuos. We say, v'sein chelkeinu b'soyer ha'sefer. The chelek that we have is the chelek of Torah. The chelek of Torah we have is based on the chelek of the kamimal that we have. And therefore every yid is counted separately, individually. Every yid has his specific goal and mission and purpose in life, which no one else can do. And every yid realizes that when we come to Parshas Bamidbar, we read the Parsha, even though this happened 3,000 years ago, but the Torah is nitzchis, the Torah is eternal. So every year we read this, the Torah is talking to us, that you should know that every one of us is a number, not just a number. I mean, Hashem counted us. We are, every one of us has a special mission that no one else can do, that brings together the Shishim Ribay Neshamais of Klal Yisrael. Yesh Yisrael is Rosh Hatevis. Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos L'Toyer, as the Megala Amukah says. Yeshurun Yesh Shishim Riboy Neshamos. And perhaps this is the remez in the word that is mentioned at the end of the parasha to remember how many psukim parashas Bamidbar has. Bamidbar has 159 psukim. So 159 is the word is katon. Katon. Kuf Nun Tes. Katon. On the one hand, a person has to be a katan, a person has to be humble. By David HaMelech it says, V'David hu ha-katan. But David was the melech, at the same time that he was the most humble, he was the king. So both are true. He's katan, but he's melech. A yid has to be humble, katan in his eyes, but he's a chelek Hashem. And it was the last pasuk of Bamidbar, it's pasuk number 159. And the simon to remember how many psukim parashas Bamidbar has is Chilkiyahu, which is chelek Hashem. Katan chelek Hashem. Without the last pasuk, there's not 159. It's 158. With the last pasuk, you have 159, and that is mashlim the word chilkiyahu. That this, yes, it's true. A person has to be a katan in his eyes. A person has to realize that he's small, that he's humble. As the Rambam says, ver yeshvela afela. But at the same time, we are a chelek Hashem. We are part of Hashem. And therefore we have to act accordingly. And that was the introduction to Matan Torah, V'atem Tihiyuli, Mamleches Koyhanim, V'goy Kodosh. And therefore we are different than the nations of the world. They don't understand that, but we are different than them. We are elevated, we are counted, and therefore we have the Torah, they do not have the Torah. And therefore no matter what, and even a Yid who sinned, and even a Yid who has fallen into the depths of Tumah, can get out of it. Even the last day. The last day is Malchus Sheba Malchus. We know that there are 49 days of Sfira corresponding to the 7 Sfirois, 7 times 7. So there are 7 Sfirois, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Teferis, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, Malchus. So the last day of Sfira, that's this Shabbos, and Shabbos is Malchus. So this year, Malchus Sheba Malchus falls out on Shabbos. Malchus Sheba Malchus is Begamatria Yitoka B'Shoifer Godoy Lubo Ha'oivdim. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about the tikkun of all the neshamos that are going to take place in the Zman of Yoivel. The last day of Sfira corresponds to the last day of Golus. Or the last day of one's life, or when one thinks it's over, there's no. That's it. He gave up. That is the last day of Tikkun, Malchus Shabemalchus, that a Yid, even in the last day, can attain the highest level of Malchus, and not only Malchus, Malchus Shabemalchus, like Hoyt Shabahoyt, starting from Lag BaOmer already. When we sing the Nigun of Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael, that every Yid has. Ashreichem, every Yid is fortunate, every Yid is strong, every Yid has power, every Yid has potential. It's interesting that the whole sugya of Matan Torah in Maseches Shabbos is in a perek that's called Omer Rabbi Akiva. The name of the perek is Omer Rabbi Akiva. That's the perek that we learn in preparation for Shavuos. The Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva whose Talmidim passed away during the days of Svira, because Leina Hagukovet Zebozeh, the one who taught that V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha Zeh Klal Godel B'Toyra, the Rabbi Akiva who said Ashreichem Yisrael, Matan Torah is in the Perek that's called Omer Rabbi Akiva in Masechta Shabbos. L'Kuli Alma, everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos, even though this year Shavuos is Sunday, that the last day of preparation for Shavuos this year is Shabbos. The last day of Svira we're supposed to have in mind, besides that it's Malchus Sheva Malchus, the last word of Lamanatzeach B'Neginoi's Mizmar L'David, for those who say it, there are, from Elokim Yechonenu, there are 49 words. So the last word is Eretz, V'yiru Oisei Kol Afsei Oretz. So Oretz is the last word. The last letter of the Pasuk in Lamanatzeach that we're supposed to have in mind, which is Yismuchu V'ranan L'Umim, Kisishpoid Amen Mishor L'umim Baris Tanchem Selov. There are 49 letters. If one wonders why in the Siddurim that have by every sphere it says the number, it says also a word and a letter, and a word in Ana B'Kayach. That's what you're supposed to have in mind. Every day has a specific word of Ana B'Kayach, which is 42 words, plus at the end of each stanza you have the acronym of the entire phrase, like Ana B'Kayach, Gitulas Yeminucha Tati Yetzirura, Abag Yetatz. Which therefore the last day of Sfira is the Rosh HaTevis Shavaseinu Kabel Ushamatz HaKoseinu Yodea Talumois, which the Rosh HaTevis is Shin Kuf Vav, it's not supposed to say it because it's Hashem, Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Tov. That's what one is supposed to have in mind on the last day of Sfira, that this Shabbos, plus the word Eretz, which is the last word of Laman Atzayat, and the letter He, which is the last letter of the Pasuk that has 49 letters in it in Laman Atzayach, which is the letter Hey. So if you take the word Hey, plus the word Eretz, and the phrase Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yotov, it's exactly Begematria Uviyoim Habikurim Behakrivchem Mincha Chadosho LaHashem, which is what the Pasuk tells us is Shavuos. Shavuos is the Yomtiv of Yoim Habikurim Behakrivchem Mincha Chadosho LaHashem, the day that we sacrifice a new offering to Hashem. Every Yid experiences his Chachos on Shavuos. It's a time that we are all new. And that Hischachos began today already. About Chodesh HaShlishi, the Torah doesn't tell us what day it is. The Torah doesn't say that it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Because it's the whole Sivan, and every day in Sivan. This is the month of Hischachos. It starts today already, and it's connected to Nisan. That's how we learn it after Gzeirah Shava, Hazeh, Hazeh. Especially Zayin or Vav Sivan, when it's actually the day that we receive the Torah. There's a special Hischachos that a Yid experiences. And we know the Geula is the time of his Chachos. The Medrash says that based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Torah me'iti teitze, that's how the Pasuk says it. The Medrash adds the word Chadosha. Torah Chadosha me'iti teitze. A new Torah is going to come out from Hashem. So of course that doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom, a new Torah. Even though in Yirmiyah it says Bris Chadosha, that's not Chas v'Shalom what they say it is. It's, as we mentioned many, many times, it's the part of Torah that is currently concealed, that is going to be revealed. All the Soidos that are hinted in Rus and in the story of the Bnei Sloit and Tamar and Yehuda can only be understood with Pnimius HaTorah. That's going to be revealed. That's the Shtei Alechem. One is Nigla, one is the revealed part of Torah, which was revealed on Shavuos the first time, Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And as Sfarim tell us, David is Torah Shebal Peh. David is Malchus, Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. That's why David's whole existence came about through a halacha and Torah Shebal Peh of Moyovi, Veloy Moyovis. If not for the drosha of Torah Shebal Peh, David would be Osir Lovoy Bakohol. Certainly he couldn't be a melech. It's only because Boaz was Megala, a chiddush, which till then was concealed. that my avi, the loy my avis. Otherwise, they all held, all the other chachamim in the generation, including Pliny Almaini, who was the uncle of Boaz, who was really a closer relative to Rus, and he should have married Rus. He held not like that. He held that she's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. That when it says loy avi Almaini or my avi, it means males and females. He said the females were also disqualified. And that's what most of the chachamim in that generation held. Boaz was mechadesh this halach, and he was ostracized for it. And it wasn't until many, many generations later, even when David fights Goliath, it says, Doyeg HaDoimi says to Shaul, who's this? He's not even Roy Lovev HaKohol, because Doyeg held, Doyeg was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, member of Sanhedrin. He held that David was Asur Lovev HaKohol. Shmuel HaNavi, the one who wrote Rus, and that's the reason they say he wrote Rus, the Megillah Sefer Kosov Oloi, which David says about himself, and he's referring to Rus, as it says in Chazal, that in the Sefer Rus, the Yichus of David is publicized, and that it's true, and that Shmuel HaNavi validates this halacha, that Mayavi V'lei Mayavi, this is all Torah Shebal Peh, and that's revealed, that's also Shavuos, Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh, and the Leda of the Baal Shem Tov, the Neshama of Mashiach, Moshe, David, Yisrael, Moshe, David, and Baal Shem Tov, who began the revelation of Giloy of Pnimius HaTorah to some degree. It started before with Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the Arizal, but the Baal Shem Tov, with the revelation of Torah HaChassidus, which is Pnimius HaTorah, his yahrzeit is Shavuos. Shavuos, therefore, says the Zohar, which is the Torah of Pnimius, Shavuos is the time that the Geula will happen. The Geula will be on Shavuos, says the Zohar. And as mentioned before, it's not a stira to what Chazal say, Benisa Nasidin Ligoyal. Uviyoyim HaBikurim VeHakrivchem, says the Pasuk, Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem, tell us the Svarim is Rosh HaTevis Cholov, Chadosha LaHashem, Chadosha, Torah Chadosha, a day of Ischachos, day of revelation of the Torah of Chadosha, Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem is Rosh HaTevis Cholov, tells us the Svarim, I believe the Rekeach and others, this is the source for the custom to eat dairy on Shavuos. We eat dairy on Shavuos, the many, many reasons why. As far as I speak, many, many reasons. One of the reasons, milk is originally blood. Dam nekar venasa cholov, says the Gemara. In Nida, which is currently the Daf Yomi, that's the beginning of Meseches Nida. And there, at the beginning, the Gemara has a machlokes, why a meinekes does not see dam. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, Rabbi Meir, I believe, dam nekar venasa cholov, that the blood decomposes and it turns into milk. So the Svarim tell us, dam is tuma, dam nida. Cholov is white, it's pure, it symbolizes tahara. Dam is tuma, cholov is tahara. Throughout the weeks of Sfira, we are elevating ourselves, we're rectifying our animal behavior. That's what Avodah of Sfira is all about. It's the Shiva Nikiyim. It's the 7 weeks, like a woman has to count Shiva Nikiyim as she prepares for her husband, and then she's transformed from Tuma to Tahara. After the Mikvah, Shavuos is the day of the Mikvah, as it says in Zohar, it's Dachyu Iloh, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Maha Mikvah Metaris, Hatameim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael, Shavuos, like Yom Kippur, Shavuos, the 50th day, is the day of the Mikvah. The day of Tahara, the day that a Jew experiences a total transformation, like we know when a person goes to the mikveh, when he comes out of the mikveh, he's a different person. A goy is a yid after he comes out of the mikveh. As the famous story between Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneville. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneville used to go to the mikveh every day, and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer didn't understand why. He said, you don't have to go. Why do you waste time going to the mikveh? You could learn during that time. And he answered him, if mikveh has the power to transform a goy into a yid, then certainly it can make a yid into a better yid. Yosef Chaim Zonneville said that. He wasn't a chassid. But he said that. So Shavuos is the day that we become Jewish. Shavuos is the day that we become Yidden. Shavuos is the day of the mikvah. It's the day of Tahara. The blood turns into milk. That which is Tomei, in fact, the Gemara Nida, Mi Yitain Tomei Mi Tohar, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Mi Yitain Tohar Mi Tomei Loi Echad, Who could turn Tomei into Tahara? Only Hashem Echad, who has the power to transform Tumah to Tahara. That which was Tomei before, it was Dam, now it's Cholav, now it's milk, now it's Tahar. That's what's going to happen at the time of the Geula. When the Geula comes, the Tumah is transformed into Tahara. Chadosha la Hashem b'shavu ha'iseichem rashatevis cholav. And those three words are begamatria uvolitzia and goya ulashavu fesha b'ya'akov. The Geula is very appropriate for the Geula to happen on Shavuos, on Chag HaShavuos, which is the metaphor of the Yovel, the day that everyone returns to their source, to their roots. And we receive our chelek in Torah, as the Chiddush HaRim writes, Shavuos is a time to daven for your chelek in v'sein chelkenu b'seir ha'secha. After the Avodah of Omer, Omer b'gematria ki chelek Hashem amoy, after the Avodah of Omer, that we come to the Yesh, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem, Bereshis, Rosh Hashanah, Barosa Yesh. When we come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we're back to the creation of the world. Because the purpose why Hashem created the world was because of this. And again, history repeats itself, as the Avodah Yisrael says. It happens again and again. So again, this year, the Torah is being given. So again, the world's being created. Because the whole reason why Bereshis, Bara Elohim, was only because of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's why V'yoyim HaBikurim V'hakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, which is the phrase that refers to Shavuos that we're going to be laying twice in Maftir, in Parshas Pinchas, is B'gematria Bereshis Bara Elohim. V'yoyim HaBikurim V'hakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem is Bereshis Bara Elohim, because that's why Bereshis Bara Elohim. Why did Hashem create the world? Because he wants to give us a Torah. And as the Chassam Sofer writes in Parshas Va'era, the Chassam Sofer writes that just like the world was created, the Midas Hadin, and then Hashem had to calm down the Midas Hadin, Midas Harachamim, so too the Torah was given, Midas Hadin, by Yadav Kim as Kol Advarim Ha'ela. Mishamayim Hishmata Din, says the Gemara in Shabbos, that the world, well, Hashem let us hear from Shamayim, Din. Torah is Din. Torah is Midas HaDin. Because when there's Torah, there's an accounting that has to be made. There's a set of rules. There's a Midas HaDin. We can't just do whatever we want. Torah is Din. But a Yid has the power to be Mamtik the Din. That's why Rashi brings down there in Shabbos that when the Yidin said, Nasa v'nishma eretz yara v'shakota, when the Torah was given, it says the earth, the universe was scared and nervous. What if the Jews don't accept it? What if they don't keep to it? But then it calmed down when we said Na'ase v'nishma. Na'ase v'nishma is what calmed down the Midas HaDin, which is what this is. That's this Shabbos. Shabbos is this Shabbos. The Hachana to Shavuos, the last day of the Sfira, was the day that we said Na'ase v'nishma. And the Amira itself, just the fact that we were able to say such words, which only Malachim say, that itself sweetened the Midas HaDin. Eretz Yorah V'Shakot, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. Every year, the week of Shavuos, during the days of Hagbalah, during the days of preparation, and especially this coming Shabbos, is Mesugal for great, great Shefa. There's a tremendous Shefa, a tremendous flow that comes down from Shamayim, a Shefa of Tahara, a Shefa of Kedusha, a Shefa of Torah that comes down from Shemayim, but at the same time we have to know there's also a Shefa of Geula that's coming down. And especially this year, Shavuos, Tavshanayin Beis, especially after, I believe, what took place this week, which was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, not getting into any details, where Yidin can get together over Revavos, more than two Revavos. Rashi brings down in Parshas Baal Oischa, that the Shechina rests when there are 22,000 Jews. 22,000 Jews bring the Shechina down to the world. So, L'chaira, when there's more than that, that brings the Shechina down, even in city field, the Shechina has come. When Yidin get together with the purpose of trying to elevate themselves, that there should be more Kedusha in the world, because we are a Mamlechas Kayanim V'Goy Kadosh, that itself, L'cha'ir, is a tremendous chus, notwithstanding any of the negativities. That itself, the Eden are getting together for nothing other than just to better themselves, to elevate themselves, to be Makadei Shem Shamayim Barabim, most segments of Orthodox Jewry, hopefully all, a bechina of Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged Har Keish Echad Belev Echad is l'chayra tremendous schus. We have to only look at to be malamed schus during these days, not chas v'shalom to be makatchreg on anyone, and even those who have fallen in the pitfalls of the tumah. There's hope for them too. There's no such thing. It shouldn't be said that that's it. We lost this. We didn't lose anyone. Anyone can come back, and everyone and anyone can get themselves out of the tumah. And especially when there's a koyach hatzibur, and technology will be revealed as the MS. All technology is kedusha. All of it. It was created for Kedusha. It wasn't created for Tumah. It was created for Kedusha. It was created to spread the word of Hashem all over the world, as we see that it can do, and it does do that. And if one utilizes and understands how to use it, doesn't mean the person has to have it, but if he doesn't need it. But certainly, all technology can be harnessed in Avodas Hashem, and certainly in Melcha'ira. Can't say for sure, I'm not a Navi, but certainly that's what it's going to be used for when Mashiach will come. It's all preparing for that moment of the whole, everything that's going on in the world, all the technology and everything speeding up quickly and more and more and more. Because we're getting closer and closer to that Zman of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed. As it says, Adam Rishon was able to see from one end of the world to the other. And today, everyone could see from one end of the world to the other. But the goal is that we be able to see what the Or HaGon is, the Or HaRishon, that Adam HaRishon saw me, Misayfa Eilam V'Yad Sayfa. It's a remez to what's coming. Now it's in Shtusim, but it's a remez that what's coming is that yes, a Yid will once again be able to see from one end of the world to the other. The Aseres HaDivris were heard throughout the entire planet. It says everyone heard it, everyone saw that there was a revelation going on. It was before all the technology. Certainly when the Geula is going to come, it's going to be Le'enei Kol Choy, as we say in Kedusha, which no one understood until our generation how that was possible. How could one understand 100 years ago how it's possible that Mashiach is going to come and the entire world is going to witness his coming and witness the revelation of the Beis HaMikdash? How is that possible? There was no technology whatsoever 100 years ago. How would it be? It would take months and months to find out anything. And yet we say it, and every Yid said it, Be'emunah Pshuta, every Shabbos, that the Geul is going to be Le'enei Kol Chai. Today it's so clear. Everything today is Le'enei Kol Chai. Everything, unfortunately. But then, certainly, this great event of Bias HaMashiach, of Hashem revealing the Torah, as it says, Torah Chadoshim Ayiti Teitze, which is going to be for the nations of the world as well, is certainly going to be Le'enei Kol Chai. So we should be zeichet that, just like in those Bayomim Hohem, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Hohor, led to Matan Torah, so to in our time, whenever there's an Achdus, especially because there's so much Pivot, unfortunately, among Am Yisrael over every little thing. So whenever there's an Achdus, there's always this hope that the Achdus will stay, because it usually doesn't last. Whenever there's an Achdus, especially in a week like this, that's so mesugal, especially this year and especially this week when the Sinai in Paras once again, one of them made an announcement this week. It wasn't publicized, but it was on one of the, there was information that came out again from Paras this week. He said more than he ever said. This week he said, we are going to annihilate, Rachmana Litzlan, the state of Israel. We are going to, till now he said, they deserve to be annihilated. This week he said, we are going to do it. So it's mamash klar. Like what unfortunately we heard 70 years ago is being heard again. B'chol dor v'dor, im d'malenu b'chal o'yiseinu. But a Yid doesn't despair. We know this is the week of Shavuos. This is the week where Am Yisrael is revealed to be a chelek of Hashem. Ki chelek Hashem amoy. We are Hashem's portion. And that alone gives us tremendous koyach and pride and the necessary self-esteem to be able to learn and to daven, no matter where we're holding in Avodas Hashem. And even if there are only a few days left, a Yid has the power very quickly, as it says in the Zohar, b'shaita chadu b'riga chadu, in 1 minute, one turn, as the Svarim say. Shaita chadu means, like Meloshon, v'yisha Hashem el hevel v'el min chosik. A turn, one turn. A Jew can give one turn and totally transform himself from dam to cholov, from Tuma to Tahara, from the lowest levels of Shahar HaNun of Tuma, which we find ourselves today clearly. There's no question that we are now in the Shahar HaNun of Tuma. But Shavuos is the day when Hashem reveals the Shahar HaNun of Kedusha, the Shahar HaNun of Bina, the day of Chamishim, the Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Certainly in our time, when we've already fallen into the Shahar HaNun of Tuma, the fact that there are so many who have a cheshek and have a she'ifa to better themselves, to elevate themselves, to sanctify themselves, and Hashem sees that, that itself should be a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael, and in that chus, we should be zeicha already, finally, that this year we should hear the Torah Chadosha Me'iti Teitzei, as it says, Ki Mitzioin Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim, then it was Har Sinai, today it's going to be Yerushalayim, and we all be reunited in Yerushalayim and celebrate Shavuos there this year, Yetzah Hashem.